Rob Reiner, Trump Gettysburg Speech Would Be Tribute to White Supremacy. By Joel B. Polak on August 10, 2020. Director and actor Rob Reiner said Monday that if President Donald Trump were to deliver a speech accepting his party's nomination at the historic Civil War battlefield at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, it would be a tribute to white supremacy. The law in question would be the Hatch Act, which critics say would prevent the president from giving a purely political speech at the White House. Reiner's comment was echoed by CNN reporter Jeremy Diamond, who suggested that Trump might choose Gettysburg because this is a president who has positioned himself as a defender of Confederate symbols and monuments to Confederate generals. Trump has said that he has no particular affinity for Confederate symbols, monuments, or generals, but that we can't cancel our whole history, and that he supports freedom of speech. Gettysburg is not a Confederate symbol. It was the most important Union victory of the Civil War, turning back an invasion by Confederate General Robert E. Lee. It marked a turning point in the fight to end the war and abolish slavery. Several months later, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address, one of the most famous speeches in the history of the English language. It concludes with one of the most memorable odes to democracy ever composed: "That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.